We continue with our series of interviews as we prepare for the November 5th election. It's my pleasure speaking with the Democratic candidate for the State Senate in our area. Cynthia Passion joins me today. Cynthia, very good day to you.
It's a beautiful day, Pat. How are you?
Not too bad today, Cynthia. So we're counting down to the last week as we're doing this interview.
That's exactly right. The election is Tuesday, November 5th. I'm a little bit surprised, Pat, at the number of people in our Senate district that are not familiar with when the election day is, because it's always, for me, election day is like Christmas and my birthday and Halloween and New Year's Eve, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's a very big day for me, even if I'm not running for public office, because since I was a little kid, I decided to become a journalist during Watergate. You know, we all wanted to be Bob Woodward and uncover the truth and tell America the real story. And, you know, and that was exciting to me, was not just election day, but politics. Mm-hmm. I've always been excited about politics. And, you know, the first guy I ever voted for was Robert Ray, and we all called him Uncle Bob. We loved Bob Ray.
Yeah, we're talking about some 50 years ago when all this was going on.
Yeah, I'm 64, so I grew up, I was born overseas because my father was stationed on an island called Chichijima, next to Iwo Jima, and so I was born on an island. Spent the first 2 years of my life on Chichi, and then we spent a couple years in Morton, Illinois, and Crystal, Minnesota, and landed in Ames when I was 10. So I can pretty legitimately say I'm a lifelong Iowan, because I was born to two Iowans. My grandparents all farmed Guthrie County and Palo Alto County, so I grew up with sitting around the table with farmers, talking about the new piglets and talking about how many bushels of corn we were going to get this year and when we were going to get rain, and things like that were important to talk about at Thanksgiving and Christmas. And, you know, you learn the language.
For sure.
You learn to talk farmer.
Yeah. So that, in a way, describes a little bit about yourself. There's the interesting journalism through these many years. But let's find out the reason why you're running for the State Senate on Tuesday, the 5th.
Sure. Well, as you remember, I don't know how much time do you spend in Des Moines, Pat?
probably once in a while I'm down in Des Moines visiting for some activities.
Yeah.
But I've been up here in Webster City for a long time.
Yeah. When's the last time you were at the Capitol?
Oh, I would say about 15 years or so there.
Really? That long ago?
Yeah, okay. For a special program. Well, so it's been a while.
My house in Ames has been my house for 34 years. And my house in Jewell has only been my house for about 4 years. So I've spent about the last, I would say, the kids were born in 89 and 92. So since my kids were big enough for me to have them go to daycare or school or whatever, I've spent time at the Capitol every session. Sometimes I volunteer on reproductive freedom. Sometimes I volunteer with Moms Demand Action, fighting for some sort of gun safety laws in the light of the school shooting we had in Perry. So the reason I'm running, Pat, is I went to the Capitol like I do every session. I was lobbying with a group of folks that were concerned about possible cuts to the area education agencies. And I watched as families, parents and grandparents, aunts and uncles, loved ones of these very severely and profoundly handicapped children. Some of them were still, you know, in diapers. They probably would be in diapers for their whole life, but they were advocating for these children who couldn't speak for themselves for various reasons, and they were often in tears of frustration. They were trying to explain to the subcommittee and the full committee that cuts to this program would completely change their lives, not just their child's life, but their lives. They would no longer have the freedom to go to work every day and know that their child was in good hands at their public preschool or their elementary school or Head Start. It was just, it was devastating to these families, and the legislators looked at them, and they did it anyway. They cut the hell out of the AEAs. And that kind of cavalier disregard for your constituency is wrong. It's wrong.
And that's one of the messages you're passing along in the campaign. But what else have you heard in addition to the education issues that's facing the state next year?
It depends on where I am in the district, Pat. Sometimes if I'm up in, you know, Wright County, Hancock County, Franklin County, Humboldt County, Story County, or right in our home county of Hamilton, the issues change depending on whether I'm in an urban area like Webster City. I mean, it's not completely urban, but it's the biggest town in the district.
Oh, yeah.
Or if I'm up in, like I was yesterday, in Camrar, you know, which is about, what, 1,000 people? Maybe.
Camrar, I think there's Cynthia's probably around 200 people there.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah. It's a small town.
I delivered a yard sign, and this lady told me that she thought they had 1,000 people, but maybe that was an old number, you know, back
sure.
in the glory days. No.
Yeah.
Because, as you know, some of our little towns are drying up.
Right.
And no one really likes to say that out loud. I was at a candidate forum with a Republican incumbent who insisted that more people were moving into Iowa than moving out. And I don't think that's accurate, especially in pockets of, say, for example, just outside of Clarion. It's pretty grim. There's a lot of farmhouses that are gone. There's a lot of barns that are gone. And it's in this effort to plant fence row to fence row, go big or go home. You know, you got to have this kind of yield. You got to have this many acres. You got to be huge, right, to compete is sort of the thought of some of the bigger farmers. But at the same time, we have this myth in Iowa that we're a land of small farmers, that you can make a life for your family on, you know, 100 acres in a vegetable garden. And sadly, that just ain't true anymore.
And
it's not true. There's too much investment that goes into farming. If you farm with modern chemicals, if you have a hog confinement, you know, it's all different from my Uncle Dale's farm, where he, you know, had names for all of his hogs, because he only had about 10 hogs.
Again, we're talking with Cynthia Passion, the Democratic candidate running for the Iowa State Senate in District 28 in North Central Iowa. As we're heading into our final few minutes there, Cynthia, give us a reason why people should vote for you coming up on November 5th.
Well, that's pretty easy, Pat. I think there's a real feeling of discontent. There's a real feeling in this district that the incumbent senator has not been paying attention to what's important. He's been focusing on culture wars, you know, on whether transgender children are allowed to play baseball, and that's, it's really not top of mind for most Iowans in this district. We could care less if a kid wants to play baseball. Let him play. Mm-hmm. Big deal, right? Mm-hmm. Big deal. I think people are more focused on pocketbook issues, on reproductive health care, and certainly on, is my kid going to have a good public school to go to when she goes into kindergarten, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's what we all want for our families.
So those are the reasons why you're running coming up on November 5th in the 20th District for the State Senate. And if they want more information about you, Cynthia, then go to your Facebook page? Or
correct. I don't have a website, Pat,
okay.
But I do have a Facebook page. I'm active on Threads. I don't use Twitter. And I have an email address. Folks can email me questions.
Mm-hmm.
It's Passion, PASCHEN, 4, FOR, Senate, SENATE, at gmail.com.
Okay, that's Passion for Senate at gmail.com. If you'd like to address Cynthia Passion, our guest here today, talking about the election coming up next week here. But Cynthia, I appreciate the time here this morning, and we wish you all the very best coming up on November 5th, just about a week or so away.
If folks would like to vote ahead of Tuesday the 5th,
mm-hmm.
that's easy to do. You go down to the Hamilton County Courthouse.
Right.
If you're a resident of Hamilton County, even if you're not registered to vote, I believe the gals at the office can help you get registered and vote. I think that deadline has not yet passed, Pat.
Right.
I could be wrong about
that. I know they can vote, Cynthia, each day this week, and then Saturday the 2nd,
yes.
then one more time on the 4th, and back to the real thing, yes. the ballot box coming up on November the 5th.
Exactly.
All right.
I went ahead and voted the very second day that the gals at the auditor's office were open, and
mm-hmm.
they are so pleasant and so
sure.
efficient. They do a great job at the courthouse, and we're lucky, Pat. We're lucky.
We sure are. Cynthia Passion, my guest today on KKWC Radio as we previewed the election. Cynthia, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me, Pat. I'll see you soon.